Welcome back to Cairo Nights. Joining us is the one and only Dalton Day for a little segment we like to call Bad Days with Dalton Day.
Three, four.
This is gonna be the best day of my life. Dalton, maybe we should have that like be the bump into the segment. Don't you think? Instead of me like announcing you and then having to sit through that awful song. Welcome, Dalton. How are you, sir?
Jack, you have the highest radio program in the Pacific Northwest, so yeah. I'll trust your judgment on that.
Yeah, thank you.
However you think it's best.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that, buddy. Okay, so Dalton, you have a story up at My Northwest. I highly recommend that people go read it. It's a rival to First Student exposes Seattle schools' fumbled bidding war. Now, you might be saying, Jack Stein, this is boring. Why do I want to talk about school buses? Well, we all like to point out the ways in which government is inept and the ways in which government can improve, and this is a major, major facet of that because this is the way that government works. They contract out to private companies to do the job that they should probably be doing themselves, and it wastes a tremendous amount of time and it wastes a tremendous amount of money. Now, Dalton, about a month and a half ago, maybe 2 months ago, Shane and I did a full like 10 minutes on First Student and their hiring of basically degenerates and deadbeats to drive little children around through Seattle public schools. And they got in a ton of trouble for it, and they said, hey, we're super sorry that we hired these people for violating these safety violations. They paid the fine. I think it was like a $300,000 fine, right, or a $400,000 fine. And now there's another, from what your article says, there's another company that wants to bid First Student out, but it is a convoluted process. Did I get all that about right?
Yeah, that all sounds correct.
Perfect. Nailed it. All right. Doing my job right. So what's the name of the company and it's trying to outbid First Student, and why is this such an awful process?
So the company is called Zoom, and they actually hold some pretty major contracts in California. I think what people might not realize is that Seattle Schools has contracted with First Student for over 30 years now. And, you know, it's a huge job. And usually, you know, when they go up for a bid with Seattle Schools, it's uncontested. So this is the first time in quite a while that a rival company was looking at upsetting First Student. And the issue is basically how the contract process has happened with Seattle Schools. It, according to, you know, attorneys with Zoom, and so you need to take it with a grain of salt, Seattle Schools has made a few pretty egregious mistakes in calculating their evaluation of the bid, and they're, you know, basically crying foul and saying that they need to redress these mistakes and reconsider Zoom before First Student gets confirmed as the contractor with the schools.
Wow. Okay. So how did this process fall apart? Do we have more details on that, or are they just saying they need to look over it before they release the details?
So the first mistake that Zoom is claiming they made is that during, I think it was in February when they released their request for final and best offers, Seattle Schools just didn't take into account their last offer. They used a prior offer that was essentially more money. And so after that, you know, First Student got slapped with that lawsuit from the Transportation Commission, which you mentioned. You know, like I think it was like $200,000 in total in fines. And so they withdrew the bid and then re-released it. And so Zoom bidded a second time. And during that process, they're claiming that, you know, so there's different types of school buses, right? Some of them are more expensive to operate, specifically the ones for that have handicap capacity.
Right.
And what Zoom is claiming is that they didn't factor that into the cost of either bid. And because Zoom has cheaper handicap buses, they basically didn't accurately describe their bid during that process.
What I find fascinating about this is this is potentially a contract that is worth hundreds of millions of dollars, right? I mean, this is like potentially this is a tremendous amount of money going around, you know, for however long the duration is. You have people who are bidding and they're jockeying for position. And yet it seems like the most trivial of mistakes are being made. Do you know what I mean? Like the most trivial, Like any adult can see this. And this is my problem at large with the world, Dalton. People ask me why I'm such a cynical person, why I'm such a negative person, why I'm such an angry person. It's because a bidding process should be pretty simple. If I want to go hire a contractor, generally what I do is I get three bids and I take the guy in the middle because he's probably going to do a pretty good job, right? The idea that then I would have to have some kind of oversight over my decision-making process is pretty ridiculous. But that's because I'm like a private citizen. One of the things I don't understand about government is, or even the people who are accepting these bids, is that you would, or proposing these bids or whatever it is that you would assume that they're all on the same page. We need school buses. Sometimes there are disabled kids. Sometimes there are wheelchairs. We need specialty seats. We need specialty buses. Sometimes kids live in rural areas, so the buses have to be smaller. Sometimes kids live in suburban areas, so the buses need to be larger. And we take all of that into account because we're all adults. And what you're basically telling me right now is that no one in this process along the way has been doing a good job, or the job that an adult might do with two brain cells.
I think it's especially egregious considering Zoom not only has, you know, again, this is according to their attorneys, so
right.
it's not like the, you know, the objective truth of the matter, but it's their bid is not only cheaper, but you know, First Student has, you know, like you described, they've had a lot of problems recently,
right?
You know, not only do they have to deal with this lawsuit, but Seattle Schools recently, and they just walked this back actually today. But they were considering basically staggering school start times to accommodate the cut routes, you know, that First Student dealt with. I think they cut like something like 142 routes because they just didn't have enough drivers to staff.
Wow.
And so it's clear that there's a problem here and there's a potential solution, but you know, that's kind of gotten swept under the rug.
Yeah. And I wish that people would give me control of like the levers of power for like 24 hours, Dalton. Actually, you know what? I'll tell you.
Oh, no.
If you made me king of the city for like, or king of the state, or maybe he's king of the nation for like a year, I could fix so many problems. I'd be getting Flint, Michigan clean water, fixing the school buses in Washington. I'd be making sure that the fine people down in Los Angeles don't have to ration their water. I'd be fixing all kinds of stuff. Just make me a benevolent dictator for like a year. I'd fix so much stuff, it's not even funny. The first thing I would do away with, though, in all seriousness, 100%, first line item, leaf blowers. I cannot stand for the life of me why in 2022 we still have people that are using gas-operated leaf blowers to blow around leaves. I'm like, get one of the electric ones. It's quieter. It doesn't have the noise. It doesn't have the smell. You don't have to be going, what is your leaf blowing someone directly in the face? That's obviously number one. First line item is we do away with anybody who's using gas-powered leaf blowers, Dalton Day.
I'll take your word for it.
I just solved all the problems in the United States. Dalton, thank you so much for dropping by. We appreciate it. We'll take a really quick break. When we get back, we're going to be doing a little bit of the old Of Two Minds coming up right after this.